The South Texas Blood and Tissue Center hopes to get at least 1,800 donations during the three-day drive that ends Thursday. The drive runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. The center supplies blood and blood components to 100 hospitals in 48 counties, including University Hospital, which reports elective surgeries have been canceled so supplies remain for more serious cases. Center Chief Operating Officer Elizabeth Waltman wants San Antonians to think about those they can help by rolling up their sleeves.
Think about cancer patients, folks that have to have emergent surgeries, trauma victims. All of those people use blood. And if we don't get the blood on the shelves, then it's not going to be there for them.
Waltman says many of the donor organizations they rely on have become scarce as many San Antonians choose to stay inside.
As the community reacts to the coronavirus, many of our organizations are sending their employees home. The schools have closed. Universities are sending their students home. Faith-based organizations have essentially started reaching their congregation through electronic means. And what that means for us is that those places that normally have blood drives are not having blood drives.
The south end of the dome is filled with screened booths and donor lounges. Free parking is located in Lot A, also on the south side of the dome. 18-year-old Providence High School student Abigail Driscoll says she thought it would be a good time to donate since the city is shutting down in so many ways.
There's nothing really going on right now. All the restaurants and all the bars, all that stuff is closed right now. So we're all probably at home watching some Netflix, but they're taking really good precautions over here.
Rick Hill, who offices at the Dome as a vice president for marketing of the Alamo Bowl, just had to go downstairs to donate. He agrees with Driscoll that the environment feels safe.
I think they have it set up where everybody's, the proper distance apart, and I think everybody's, doing the right procedures, and I'll be sure to be cleaning myself after it's over as well.
There is plenty of hand sanitizer around for donors to use to clean themselves, and the donor lounges and private booths set up to take donations are set up at safe distances. And Waltman says there is one big precaution they are taking.
Once you get here, the first thing we're going to do is take your temperature. And if you have a temperature, we're not going to let you proceed. We're going to ask you to leave. You need to go home, and you won't be able to donate until you're fever-free for at least 24 hours.
Interested donors need to log on at southtexasblood.org or by calling 210-731-5590 before going to the dome to give. All donors undergo a mini physical and are asked about recent travels. Donors should be 17 or older, in general good health, and weigh at least 110 pounds. Mayor Ron Nirenberg has said that blood donation is a safe action people can take at a time many feel powerless. And the Food and Drug Administration reports there have been no reported or suspected cases of coronavirus related to blood transfusions or to those giving blood. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.